Hello guys, it is the return of the Perfect Hat-Trick podcast. Yes guys, we've had kind of a month out after the Euros, but today we are back with a bang. We'll be previewing Chelsea versus Villarreal in the Super Cup. Wednesday, UK, 8 p.m. kickoff. Talking about lineups, key players, key talking points, the whole lot. And, you know, today the panel I've got is a very, very special panel. I've got Ibsy, the GOAT of Chelsea Twitter tweet. I've got Ankit, obviously RCB and Chelsea Fan TV, and German football expert Arvin Badewell. So let's get straight into it. Let's not waste any time on this. Ibsy, I'll start with you on this particular topic. And, you know, the Super Cup debate is one that Chelsea fans are not really involved in. We've never won it before. And, you know, we lost to Bayern Munich in 2013, which Arvin will be very happy about. We obviously lost in 2013. And is that that was another day. Don't worry about that. But yeah, my point is, Ibsy, it's a massive, massive game to start the season, and it'll be great to win, right?
Yeah, 100%, mate. You know what? Yeah, like, I don't know how to feel about it, because 1 minute I'm thinking about, well, we're playing against the Spanish side, and we played against the Spanish side in 2013, and we got decimated by Falcao. So at 1 minute I'm like, well, it's history repeating itself and that. But when you look at it, I am slightly confident about this time around with this Chelsea side. If you look at this Chelsea team compared to the past, I feel like if you look at this game compared to the previous one, obviously we are better than the opposition right now. I feel like compared to last time, it was kind of 50-50. And I believe that Thomas Tuchel, he will tactically outclass Emery in this game. I think mainly because he's tactically flexible, whereas Emery is kind of pragmatic. And I feel like that will be, potentially could be a mistake if he's up against Thomas Tuchel, who is tactically flexible. And I wasn't really that impressed with Villarreal in the final when they played against Man United. So there's a lot of reasons why I feel like we should be confident going into this game. I really want the Super Cup, because it's a trophy that we never won, and it'll be really cool to see us winning that trophy.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's kind of a pre-season, you know, tournament and stuff like that, but it does count. I really want to win the Super Cup, you know. I don't know what it feels like to win it, and I'm a Chelsea fan. I know what it's like to win a lot of trophies, but you know, the Super Cup is one we need to win. And, you know, Anker, let's go on to the next kind of topic now. Let's talk about, you know, the Mason Mounts, the Reece Jameses, the Jorginhos. All of these players arrived, I believe it was a week ago today, at the training ground, and they haven't had much match sharpness, they haven't played any pre-season games, but there is talk that they could be thrown back in. They obviously are in the travelling squad. But do you expect any of them to feature, you know, that particular group of players in the game on Wednesday?
Well, like Taron, you mentioned, like, you know, most of these players have just come like a week back, right? And we are Chelsea Football Club. Like, with Chelsea Football Club, obviously, with a big squad, champions of Europe, the fact that, you know, a couple of these players who came back just last week were in the finals. In fact, more than that, I don't think there's a real need to play them in this one-off game, because yes, it's a big cup final after all. It is preseason, like many things, but it is a cup final, right? So I'm really surprised for them to be risked here, because just a week of preseason for them is definitely not enough. And like we saw in preseason for Chelsea, like a lot of other players who played actually performed well. So why not give them a chance? At the end of the day, we are playing against the seventh team in La Liga in Villarreal. I know we shouldn't underestimate Villarreal, but that is a fact, right? So even the second team of Chelsea, most of them are internationals. Yes, they did not reach the Euros finals and the Copa America finals, but at the end of the day, we are talking about Kovacic, Kante of the world. You know, they are definitely right up there in world football, and there's no reason to really risk the likes of, you know, Mason Mount and as well as Jorginho. Yes, I will be expecting maybe a player in defense to play, because of the fact that obviously there are ongoing talks in transfers that, you know, are going for Chelsea. And that is why we may have to have probably Christensen or Thiago Silva, one of them playing, in my opinion, which we'll obviously, you know, speak in detail later. But in terms of even Villarreal, I think they have a couple of players as well who probably played in the semis of the Euros, right? So even they will not be 100%. So considering that, I believe Chelsea should be good enough to actually, you know, go with the second team members, so as to speak, who are, in my opinion, you know, very good. Like even the transfers that Villarreal made, I think they've already made a couple of signings this season. And the signings, if you compare, they are like at 10, 15 million euros. Again, not to undermine them, but the fact is Chelsea are in talks with Lukaku. So that is like the huge difference we are talking about in quality. And we should be good enough, you know, with the second string. And in fact, a lot of youngsters have performed well in preseason. So I'm sure like Tuchel, the tactician that he is, will surprise Emery with at least playing one youngster. But I'll be really surprised to see any of the people who feature in the Euros featuring, except for one player in defence at max.
Yeah, it's a good point. I say the point you're making is you think they're going to be back for Crystal Palace, but not for this game to be risked. And like you said, a lot of these players have had good pre-seasons. You know, Kovacic has had a good pre-season. Kante, obviously, you know, was sending Dele Alli like to the shops in that game. So he's had a very good pre-season. And yeah, I do get your point about that. Let's talk more about Villarreal now. You know, we've talked about some Chelsea talking points, but Arvin, I'll go to you on this one, talking about, yeah, Villarreal's danger men in this game. They do have a very good squad. We know that, like Ibsy said in the final, they weren't great, but we know they do have players like, you know, Chukwueze, players like Gerard Moreno, who can really, really hurt, you know, any team in Europe. But, you know, I want to get your thoughts about one player in this game for Villarreal who you think could actually cause a lot of issues to this very, very strong Chelsea defence.
Obviously, basing off of the final and, you know, obviously their Europa League run, I wasn't really that impressed by their team. But obviously, Unai Emery, the tactician, you know, he knows what he's doing. And especially with the fact that Villarreal don't have, I know they have a lot of players, but they don't have entirely the best squads here and there. I mean, there's a couple of players that we know, obviously, Gerard Moreno being in the Spain squad, obviously, the semi-finals when he played. So, yeah, but one thing that I was impressed with him, obviously, Trigueros, who is a midfielder, and in their setup, they do play a 4-4-2. Now, the two wingers actually, well, Trigueros playing on one side and Jeremy Santos on the other. In fact, Trigueros actually moves into the middle to create a central overload. Most of the time, they were doing that to United just to counter the fact that United just play with space. So I am impressed by the fact that obviously, you know, Fernando Nino, who's another player that can come in, and he's got a lot more pace about him. He's a, for anyone who doesn't know him, he's the guy that injured Fofana in their preseason game. And especially against that game against Leicester, they didn't look that convincing at all. They got blown away. And, you know, against Leeds as well, when they drew 2-2, just weren't entirely convincing. Obviously, Chelsea as a whole should win this game. If there's one danger man that I'd say would can cause a few problems, obviously, Jeremy Santos, 18 years of age. He's got a lot of pace about him. He's a guy that can really stretch the game for them. And obviously, Gerard Moreno and Fernando Nino, who don't have entirely the best, you know, of attributes in terms of pace. You know, he's the guy that can really stretch Chelsea's defence. So, yeah, I'd say he's one of the danger men. Obviously, he started in the final against United and he did look quite impressive. Don't know what's happened to Chukwueze. He hasn't been seen in pre-season, so I'm not too sure if he's injured or not. But he's obviously Jeremy Santos coming into that role. He's definitely someone that I think could cause Chelsea a couple of problems.
Yeah, great, great points. I mean, before we go into Ibsy with the next kind of topic, let's talk about Pau Torres a little bit. There is talk from the Madrid Extra and other sources that he will be back. I don't think he was at the Olympics with Spain. I'm not quite sure. But he did have a very, very strong Euro campaign with them. And, you know, let's talk about Pau Torres. There's talks that he wasn't that good at the Euros, but we know, you know, he's been linked with Chelsea in the past. He's a great, great talent. Do you think he will feature in this game for Villarreal, or do you think they're going to have to throw someone else in, like obviously Mandy, who signed from Real Betis?
Mm-hmm. Well, the last two preseason games, obviously Leeds and against Leicester, Mandy and Albiol set up in the two at the back with Alberto Moreno on the left, you know, Man United get out guy, and Mario Gaspar on the right. So based off their preseason, I wouldn't think that Pau Torres would start, because obviously, you know, if Mandy and Albiol set up in that role, I wouldn't see the need to put Pau Torres, who's obviously, you know, could be tied from the Euros and he hasn't started the last three games. I don't think he's going to start this game. I think Mandy and Albiol, you know, with the preseason, obviously them to have built up a bit of chemistry, they would start against Chelsea. I don't really expect to see Pau Torres if he hasn't played any of the preseason games.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, great points again about Pau Torres. Like I said, you don't expect him to play in this game. And, you know, that's what I kind of agree with as well. You know, Albiol, we know from his Napoli days, he's a great defender. Same with, you know, Juan Foyth, who's had a very, very great, you know, last season, a good preseason as well. You know, talk about Villarreal. We'll come back to that a little bit later in terms of predicted lineups of Villarreal. But Ibsy, I'm going to go back to you on this one. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you've been living under a rock if you don't know about Romelu Lukaku's, you know, supposed is nearly confirmed. Here we go, he's been been, you know, thrown around by Fabrizio. There's talks that he's already in the UK. There's talks that he's even at Stamford Bridge right now. But, you know, do you think Lukaku will be ready? That is my question for you, Ibsy. Do you think he'll be ready for the game tomorrow? And we'll kind of beat that 11 p.m. deadline tomorrow.
Well, I certainly hope so he's ready, but I kind of, but even if he's not ready, I still feel like we still have a strong enough squad to beat Villarreal, whether he's there or not. But yeah, if he does come in, it will be a huge bonus for us. I feel like he will be a massive, massive threat against Villarreal, especially the way he runs in behind, the way he creates spaces for others and etc. I feel like we will benefit so much if we have Lukaku ready for this game. I hope he is. But if he's not, then we still have Timo Werner. We still have, who else do we have? We have Pulisic, Kai Havertz. So, and they've been looking lively in this preseason, especially Hakim Ziyech as well. And I feel like we'll be okay, even if he's not ready for the Super Cup. I feel like we'll be all right. I have faith in Thomas Tuchel. Whatever he goes with, I'm cool with it, innit? Because Thomas Tuchel has always proved everyone like, he knows what he's doing. So whatever Thomas Tuchel does, I have total faith in it. So I'm not too worried in the sense of whether Lukaku comes in or not for that game.
Yeah, same. That's a good point. You know, we do have the players. Obviously, we are Champions League winners. Some of these players have had a great preseason. Like you mentioned, Hakim Ziyech especially, he's had a whirlwind preseason. So, you know, that is a great point. But if he's ready and, you know, he can play, I would put him in straight away. He's been training with Inter. He's played their preseason games, not the one against Parma yesterday. But he's played their preseason games. He's match fit. He's match sharp. It's just about kind of, is he in the right place tactically right now? Has he had enough time with Tuchel? I'm not quite sure if he's even met Tuchel yet. But, you know, it is kind of 50-50. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. And, you know, Anke, I'll talk to you quickly about Lukaku before we move on to the Villarreal Victor lineup. Let's talk more about Lukaku in terms of, you know, how we can benefit this team if he does play in this game. Like we mentioned, Pau Torres, Juan Foyth can play there as well. You know, centre-back. He might be a wing-back, though. But, you know, if Lukaku starts, it's going to be a massive bonus to us, right?
Absolutely, right. You know, Lukaku gets our team to the next level. Obviously, I'm talking from Chelsea's perspective here. But the fact that Lukaku is someone who bulldozes teams in Serie A, right? As in, he actually can really hold the ball as well. Contrary to what our forwards have, you know, probably failed doing last season at times. So that is where we can play a different element and our wingers come into picture, right? And then he'll probably hold the ball and probably, you know, feed off to the wingers. And I really believe that, you know, Timo Werner and Hakim Ziyech, I think probably Ibzi, briefly touched upon that. Man in form, Hakim Ziyech, and obviously Timo Werner with the pace he has, probably can feed off Lukaku tremendously. So if he comes in, obviously considering that he's not had like a game this week, I doubt if he'll start, provided he signs in time. But yes, if he comes in, definitely it takes us to the next level in terms of Chelsea. And even if not, like, you know, Kai Havertz can do that job, but the fact that Lukaku can play both the kind of roles, not only can come back, you know, hold the ball as well as, you know, go front and go for the attacking play totally. I mean, that's something that, you know, takes us to that level where probably Villarreal will not be able to, you know, keep up with it. Considering that defenders, like you mentioned, like, I think Foyth, as much as he's very good, but he's not as experienced to kind of, you know, deal with the pace as well as the strength of Werner and Lukaku. So that's what I believe that he'll add.
Yeah, great points as well. And, you know, it is exciting times for Chelsea fans. Very, very exciting. The announcement, I believe, will be tomorrow morning or tonight. Hopefully it's tonight. You know, Chelsea fans are a little bit impatient and you'll be tracking the flights all day like CFC Dubois. But, you know, that will be kind of confirmed very, very soon. So, you know, let's move on to the Villarreal predictor lineup. I mean, we definitely are not Spanish journalists. We've not been following Villarreal week in, week out. So we don't know. But what we can do is analyse their recent game against Leeds. A preseason game. I'll go through that lineup quickly, not in particular order, but their main goalkeeper Sergio Asensio was starting. Gerard Moreno got a start. Juan Foyth started. Manuel Triguero started. Alberto Moreno started. Ruben Peña, Asa, Mandy, Alfonso Pedraza, George Quensa, Jeremy, and Fernando Nino. So, you know, Arvin, I'll go to you on this one. It's a very, very strong squad they're playing. This isn't a preseason exercise for them against Leeds. They put out a team that they believe can beat Chelsea. And you know, how would you comment about that really, really strong lineup of Villarreal?
Well, obviously, I talked about doubtfuls first. Etienne Capoue, who did start the final, is unfortunately doubtful. Same with Danny Parejo, which is two key losses that they have. Francis Coquelin, he doesn't really get into his team, but he is still doubtful as well. And their number one goalkeeper, Rulli. So Asensio will come in. Juan Foyth is expected to start on the right of the defence. Obviously, from his time at Tottenham, you know, he was a player with a lot of potential. So we'll see what he's all about this game. Mandy and Albiol, as I said, again, the two in the middle who have been playing a lot in pre-season, I think will start in the middle. And obviously Alberto Moreno, but on the left. So yeah, that makes up the back line. Morellanes, who's, you know, a midfielder. I don't know much about him, to be honest, but, you know, he's expected to start in the middle. Manu Chigueras, who's obviously, you know, well, as I said, on the right, but comes into the middle as a natural midfielder. Jeremy Santos, again, that stretcher, the 18-year-old that I talked about with a bit of potential, he's on the right. And obviously Alfonso Pedraza, who I have no clue about, starts in there as well. And Fernando Nino and Gerard Moreno, who are the two attackers up front. So again, the 4-4-2 system. Unai Emery, I think he will play low block this game. I don't see him, you know, dominating this game or being on the front foot. I do think Chelsea will hold a lot of possession, and it is their challenge to break down this Villarreal team, who like to, you know, make in central overloads. So we'll see what happens in that game. Well, obviously Villarreal, tough side to break down. We saw that against United, and this is the lineup that I expect them to play and, you know, be quite robust against Chelsea.
Yeah, great analysis on the tactics as well. I don't predict Emery to go all out, you know, guns blazing like he did against Maurizio Sarri in 2019, you know, to start the season. But it will be a big game, and Emery will, you know, I believe, start with a low block. But, you know, let's talk about the Chelsea kind of lineup now. We'll go part by part. Different people can give different parts of the team. I'll start with you, Ibzy, on the goalkeeper and the back three. If you do think it'll be a back three, I'm sure you will. So from you, Ibzy, I'd like to know what you would play as a goalkeeper for this game and the three starting centre-backs.
Well, without a doubt, Mendy has to be in the lineup, obviously. I don't trust Kepa till this day. I know he's been doing well under Tuchel, but it's still part of this, like, hesitation when it comes to Kepa, personally. So I would start with Kepa, with Mendy. And I would go with three on the back, because we are used to playing that formation. And also with that formation, it doesn't, just because we play three at the back, it doesn't mean we're going to play three at the back with the ball. We can switch it to a 4-2-4 formation, in a sense, when we're attacking and etc. So I would go with Mendy and goal, Rudiger. I'll go Rudiger, Silva, Asby there, maybe. I'll probably go with Asby. In midfield, Jorginho has to be there without a doubt. Kante there as well. The wing backs, is Chilwell back?
I think he is, but it's a doubt that he's going to start after, you know, they only got back a week ago, so that will be a doubt.
All right. So probably we'll go with Alonso for this game, probably, right? So
Yeah.
Probably Alonso, okay. Hudson-Odoi on the right side as well. Ziyech, Kai Havertz, and Timo Werner.
Nice.
That'll be my lineup.
It's a solid team, and I think that could get the job done. But, you know, I did say the three centre backs, but it's cool. You've elaborated on who to play in the forward line, so it's all good. And, you know, Anke, I'll go to you now in terms of, we've mentioned some midfielders, we've mentioned the defenders. First of all, very quickly, yes or no, would you stick with Thiago Silva, Aspi, and Rudiger?
Well, honestly speaking, Aspi and Thiago Silva both haven't had any games, right? So for this game, I would actually not start both. But yes, I won't be surprised if one starts, and I won't mind that either. Because at the end of the day, I know that, they are world-class players and they can step up for a one-off game. But the fact that they haven't had any preseason, literally, you know, match practice is not something that they've had. So I would rather go with Thiago Silva, the person who's more experienced, and probably we don't have that natural centre-back in the three, you know, among, say, Zuma and Rudiger. So I would go with Thiago Silva, and I see Zuma and Rudiger starting, you know, beside him.
Cool. And yeah, we've got that for you. Zuma's had a good preseason as well. So let's get straight into your two pivots. Yeah, your double pivot midfield and your wing-backs.
Sure. So I think, yeah, without a shadow of doubt, I think Kante plays. And I think, obviously, we are talking about two Kantes here, because generally there are two Kantes playing. And I think the third pivot along with two Kantes would be Kovacic. That's what I would say. But yes, I think the wing backs would be the key in this game, and it would be obviously Hudson-Odoi and Alonso, like FC said. And I see actually Hudson-Odoi being the key player in the game. I know Ziyech has been the player in form for Chelsea, but for me, Hudson-Odoi, because of the fact that I think Arvin mentioned previously, the low block and the defensive mechanism that probably Emery and his teams have, will probably need more creativity on at the byline. So that's where Hudson-Odoi comes in, and he is the player who would be the difference maker. And of course, Ziyech with the long balls, provided Werner can, you know, get his first touch in form, right? And with Kai Havertz, I think I agree with the rest of the lineup for sure.
Cool. We've got that. But I've just seen a video on Instagram of Lukaku about to board a plane in London. So that is a nice benefit as well for this game. It could be available, guys. It could be available. But, you know, let's talk about your yeah, exactly, guys. Exactly. You know, the Danny Ings type player. Let's talk about your midfield four for this game, Anke, a little bit more. Hudson-Odoi, I think, has had a very, very great preseason, especially. He really made Ziyech. I don't know if you guys watched the Tottenham game, but he made Ziyech flourish so much in that role. We opened up the space. He, you know, engaged Reguilon so much, and that made all the open space for him to drop in, for him to do all his kind of Ajax role, which was amazing, amazing. So I'd love to see that Hudson-Odoi and Ziyech partnership again. And the front three as well, I agree with you. Hakim Ziyech, Kai Havertz and Timo Werner. And yeah, we'll see what else happens in that game. But Lukaku could be in there. Let's not forget about that. But yeah, we talked about the predicted lineup for both teams. I'm sure Arvin has not watched many of the Chelsea friendlies, so he won't be able to comment about the match fitness, the great performances and stuff like that. But Arvin, I do want your match prediction for the game as a whole. What do you think the scoreline is going to be and your goal scorers?
Well, I definitely expect Chelsea to win this game. I mean, even, you know, people can say it's pre-season tournament or whatever, but it's not. UEFA Super Cup, obviously, winning it last season was brilliant. It's a trophy that you still have to win because, you know, based off of European reputation as well, it is an important trophy. So I think Chelsea will win this game. Possibly 2-0. Again, like off of the basis of last season as well, a lot of games that I've seen with Chelsea, obviously a standard 2-goal scored, clean sheet, you know, no mess, no drama, nothing like that. Just, you know, a simple win for Chelsea. I don't really out. I expect them to hold out and be quite robust for, you know, a lot of the time, but I do think Chelsea will get the better eventually. So I think, yeah, the goal scorers, I think based off of pre-season, obviously, Kai Havertz and Ziyech could be the goal scorers. Havertz, who has really impressed me in preseason, obviously, against Arsenal, he was brilliant. And obviously in the Euros as well, when I watched Germany play, you know, he was our best player, you know, as tough as it is to say. And obviously Hakim Ziyech with Cam Hudson-Odoi, either one of the two, you know, they've been combining beautifully, I must say, on that right-hand side. So I think either Ziyech or Hudson-Odoi or Kai Havertz to get off the mark for them in for Chelsea.
Solid prediction. And, you know, Chelsea wins always benefit on this channel. And, you know, we'll go to you, Ankit, your predicted goal scorers and your predicted scoreline.
Yeah, I think my predicted scoreline will be similar to Arvind's, right? Because of the fact that Villarreal plays so defensively, I can see us scoring early. And that would be Kai Havertz, the guy who scored the Champions League, you know, winner. And definitely I can see us not being able to score the second goal early because of the fact that how Villarreal plays, but eventually they have to come out and we'll probably score late in the second half. And that would be Christian Pulisic. I'm sure like he remembers the offside goal against Liverpool a few years ago. And this time he'll try to get one better. So hopefully, yeah, that's my scoreline and predictions.
Great. Similar to Arvin. Arvin, you created a great trend here. Let's see if Ibsy can continue the trend or go with something different. So, Ibsy, what is your predicted scoreline and your predicted goal scorers for this game?
I'm going to go with a 1-0. Maybe I'm kind of negative. Maybe I don't know, but I just want to, like, I never want to predict big in it because I don't want to, like, jinx it or anything. So, I'm going to stay safe and just say 1-0. We won't concede, I think, because defensively we're very solid. And I don't think they have enough of a strong attack to really test our defenders. So I feel like we'll be okay in the defense, in the attack. I think maybe Kai Havertz will score. I think Kai Havertz will get in the score sheet. He's been very impressive in this preseason, especially like what Avin said against Arsenal. With Kai Havertz, it was a very clinical goal he scored against Arsenal. It was a very powerful shot on his weak foot. So that's something that really impressed me about Kai Havertz. Very clinical. I do expect Kai Havertz to step up in this game. But yeah, but I have a question for you. Like, if Lukaku is available, who would you drop?
That is a great question. I've thought about that a few times, but for this game, I don't think you can play Havertz, Ziyech and Lukaku, all left-footers. That's a bit
yeah. bad.
But I'd have to drop Timo Werner. I'd just keep the same thing. Like I just, I don't know why I said that, but yeah, Lukaku, Ziyech and Havertz for this game. You know, Havertz for the, you know how he played against Barnsley with Abraham when he was kind of running off him, running behind. I know this isn't Barnsley, but you get what I mean. And Lukaku everywhere. And, you know, Hakim Ziyech with Hudson-Odoi obviously on the right. And yeah, that's a great question as well. Who would you drop, Ibzi, if that was your decision?
Well, it's like what you said with the three left footers. I don't know if that, it kind of feels unbalanced in a way, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong there, but I would probably drop, it's a hard one. I don't want to drop Ziyech or Havertz, that's the thing. I don't know, it's a tough one. I'm going to leave that for the manager. I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you were Thomas Tuchel there. So you have to make an answer now. You asked me the question. So who would you choose?
It's hard. I'll probably keep the same front three, actually.
Okay, nice. No, that is a safe. That was a very, very safe prediction. But, you know, we'll take Dan. Yeah, Ankit, who would you drop?
Yeah, you know what, like we always mention three left footers, you know, but the fact that when three right footers played and we won, I think, championship under Mourinho, who sold all our left footers, as much as I love him, I would go with three left footers in that case. But obviously, this would be wishful thinking because like we said, right, Lukaku will not be match fit compared to what the other three are. But yes, I'll go with three left footers in worst case.
Nice, nice. And Arvind, obviously you're not a Chelsea fan, but who would you kind of play? Would you keep Lukaku? Would you put him into the team and... Who would you kind of go for in that front three?
You know what? I'll stick with the same front three that have been good in pre-season. Obviously, Werner, Ziyech and Havertz. Lukaku, obviously, you know, people say, you know, he's going to be the starting striker for Chelsea. But especially within Tuchel's, you know, setup and basis of, you know, of his thought processes, I do think it's going to, you know, Lukaku does have to be on his toes and ready to, you know, come into his side, but be prepared to stay in there because obviously you got... When you have Timo Werner, Pulisic, Ziyech, Havertz, Mount, you know, fighting for your place, a lot of pressure on him. So he's definitely going to thrive off that. And, you know, it's healthy competition.
Yeah, great, great point. Just to recap the predicted lineup that we went for in this game was Edouard Mendy in goal, Antonio Rudiger, left centre-back, Kurt Zouma down the middle, Azpilicueta, right centre-back, Kovacic, Kante, pivot, Alonso, Hudson-Odoi, Ziyech, Havertz and Timo Werner. Just to kind of recap on that. But if Lukaku is fit, I'm throwing him straight in. I don't even care. I'm shameless like that. I'd put him straight in. But, you know, we've kind of wrapped up this pod. We've gone through it a lot in detail. And you know, just some final thoughts from the guys. Ankit, any final thoughts you say to the players? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to plug? It's your time now.
We have won, as a Chelsea fan, you know, a lot of finals is something that we have lost as well, but we won the Champions League most recently. So this is our chance. And definitely as a Chelsea fan, we would like to win the Super Cup as well as Club World Cup, because I still remember, like, you know, I probably started following football around the 98-2000 era when we won the Super Cup against Real Madrid. And trust me, we probably sang for a decade beating Real Madrid in just the Super Cup game, right? And that's something that I'm really looking forward to. And yes, looking forward to you guys coming on the channel as well. And I think you'll probably add the link as well. So that's something that we will be discussing further, hopefully with the Chelsea win and come back stronger in the season.
Nice, nice. Great tier. And Ibzi, any final thoughts? How have you enjoyed being on the pod? Anything you'd like to say? It's your time now.
First of all, thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it a lot. And all I want to say is I'm kind of a bit disappointed at the fact that Loftus-Cheek is not going to be in the squad, because he missed out the Europa League due to injury. He didn't feature in the Champions League final, obviously, because he got relegated with Fulham. So it kind of feels a bit underwhelming that he's not going to lift a trophy. But might be slightly harsh on from Thomas Tuchel, but I'm not going to really complain because Thomas Tuchel has been brilliant so far, so I can't really doubt him right now. But yeah, like overall, I think we'll do okay. I can see us, I think we'll win this game, hopefully. And I'm excited for this upcoming season.
Great to hear. And Arvind, obviously, your first podcast back in a month. Always great to have you on. Anything you'd like to say before we kind of finish off?
As I said, you know, not being a Chelsea fan, I don't really mind who wins here. Obviously, whoever does win takes the crown of Bayern, which is unfortunate for me. But obviously, to cement, you know, Chelsea's place as, you know, one of the top sides in Europe, which they already are nowadays. But Super Cup is an important trophy, and I'd suggest Chelsea take it seriously, and Chelsea fans as well can't say that it is a pre-season trophy when it, you know, the Super Cup just, you know, it means a lot to a lot of people. So, yeah, Chelsea. You know, I expect them to win this game. I think everyone does.
Yes,
Villarreal don't really pose much of a threat in that manner. So obviously, Unai Emery, if they get the better of Chelsea, then you can expect a lot of Arsenal fans, you know, popping up from, you know, Twitter and stuff like that, just tormenting you or whatever. So hopefully Chelsea win for your sake.
thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, all the guys' links will be in the description, Spotify app, whatever you're listening on right now. And we'll do a kind of promotion on Twitter very, very soon. You'll see everything soon. And yeah, let's kind of wrap things up, guys. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Thanks for listening to our first podcast back of the new season. A lot of exciting stuff. I'll have a special podcast with CFC Pies coming up very, very soon in the next few days. And yeah, we'll be talking more about Romelu Lukaku and his move to Chelsea. But you know, have a nice day, and we'll see you on the next one.